A block of ice freezes our section of the bleachers. Heads snap in my direction with the sound of 100 paparazzi cameras. I can't feel my fingers. I shake my head. Another girl chimes in. My brother got arrested at that party. He got fired because of the arrest. I can't believe you did that, asshole. You don't understand, my head voice answers. Too bad she can't hear it. My throat squeezes shut as if two hands of black fingernails are clamped on my windpipe. I have worked so hard to forget every second of that stupid party, and here I am in the middle of a hostile crowd that hates me for what I had to do. I can't tell them what really happened. I can't even look at that part myself. An animal noise rustles in my stomach.
Now we know why everyone hates Melinda. She called the cops at the big end of the summer party, and some kids got arrested. What we don't know is why Melinda called the police. It was something really upsetting, judging by the fact that when she thinks about it, she feels like she's being choked and can't even speak. I'm even more curious about what happened, and I'm also really feeling bad for Melinda. Let's keep going and see what we find out. We're at the third paragraph on page 28, which begins,
Heather moves to pat my pom-pom, but pulls her hand back. For a minute, she looks like she'll defend me. No, she won't. It might interfere with her plan. I close my eyes. Breathe. Don't say anything. Breathe. The cheerleaders cartwheel into the gym and bellow. The crowd stomps the bleachers and roars back. I put my head in my hands and scream to let out the animal noise and some of that night. No one hears. They are all quite spirited. The band staggers through a song and the cheerleaders bounce. The blue devil mascot earns a standing ovation by backflipping right into the principal. Principal smiles and awe shucks us. It has only been 6 weeks since the beginning of school. He still has a sense of humor. Finally, our own devils hulk into the gym. The same boys who got detention in elementary school for beating the crap